Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast. The music you just heard is part of a new opera based on an album by the Icelandic singer and composer Björk. It's Vespertine, based on Björk's album of the same name, and brought to life in a co-production between the National Theatre Mannheim in Germany and the Danish performance group Hotel Proforma and their director Kirsten Delholm, as well as the musical minds at Himmelfahrt Scores, who adapted Björk's music to the theatrical stage and to the sound possibilities of having a full orchestra to play with. When Björk's album Vespertine was released in 2001, just a few weeks before 9/11, it was not at all what many of her fans were used to. With Vespertine, Björk moved into a sound world of almost symphonic complexity, though the actual sounds came from a huge variety of sources, from classical instruments such as the clavichord or stringed instruments, to all manner of recorded and even electronic sounds. Vespertine was a concept album held together, in large part, by Björk's unmistakable and wonderful voice. It was also inherently theatrical, but the theater was created by varying mood and texture rather than strictly plot development. But still, this theatricality may be part of what made it so attractive to the creative team for the opera. As they worked on the operatic score, the creative team realized that Björk's vocal multi-track technique could be transferred to an ensemble of four soloists and two choirs. In order to reproduce the different and frequently electronic sounds of the album with a symphony orchestra, the opera team gave themselves a self-imposed limit of using no electronic instruments, but to present all of the sounds with acoustic instruments, which further reinforces the idea that this opera is a new creation based on the original Vespertine, and not just an adaptation or an arrangement. From the opera, here is a track titled Pagan Poetry. In the end, it was decided to use a very large orchestra with triple woodwinds, which means three of each instrument, two harps, guitar, two pianists, and five percussionists. However, the full orchestra is seldom used at once. Instead, the many different ensembles or groups of instruments that are possible within the orchestra are used in different ways from piece to piece. From the opera, this is the track Sun in My Mouth.
Just stay.
That was music from the opera Vespertine, an opera based on the Björk album of the same name. Here's the track titled Aurora, with lyrics by Björk that begin, "Threading the glacier head, looking hard for moments of shine, from twilight to twilight." In the album liner notes, composer and arranger Jan Dvorak writes about how this giant theatrical undertaking finally came together. He writes, "It was only at the very end that everything actually came together. The carefully rehearsed singers, the choirs with their colors of women's and children's voices, the prepared recordings of archaic sounds from nature, and those from the world of technology. The additionally composed transitions and finales, the orchestra with its finely tuned nuances, and the production with its powerful images." Here's a track called Harm of Will.
True.
You have been listening to music from Vespertine, an opera based on Björk's 2001 album of the same name, with soloists Ji Yoon, Aki Hashimoto, Simon Och, and Raymond Ayers, along with the children's choir, the women's choir, and the orchestra of the National Theater of Mannheim. It's a new album on the Ohms label, catalog number OC978. This album has been an exploration for me. I was a huge fan of Björk's album when it first came out, almost 20 years ago, and to hear it reimagined as an opera has been an ear-opener. It's a reflection of both Björk's original album and of the incredibly dedicated and talented artistic team that created this opera. Either way, it's well worth hearing. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.